Hello, this is Graham Freer. I'm in a house in Gomer Lane in Gosport. It's an empty old building because the people aren't here. But the one person who is Nathan Hides, who's a carpenter. Nathan, you are here. You have the run of the place because you've got something rather special going on, haven't you?
I have, yes.
Tell me about it. What is it?
So this is a small box room, and the family have a little boy. Unfortunately, he's got the smallest room in the house. And there's, so it's quite small, but he's also got part of the staircase that shapes into the room. So he's lost a bit of space.
Effectively, yes.
Yeah, quite a bit. So the solution was, so there was obviously some sort of storage building and trying to fit a bed in here. So we've incorporated the two, really. So what I've done is I've managed to incorporate the slope of the staircase as part of the lean back of somewhere to sit. And then we've built a stub frame here so we can have a drawer, and then it'll be a bed over it. But underneath the bed is going to be his PlayStation zone. So it's going to have flashy lights in there and, say, his computer and TV. So it's going to be like a little entertainment zone for him.
And this is not the sort of thing that could go down to B&Q and buy, I suppose?
You couldn't buy it as a flat pack, but it's just raw materials that I'm using. So it's completely built from scratch. It's all off paper measurements. And so, yeah, you can buy the materials and then just build it.
This is what I guess makes life for you quite exciting, because every job like this is, you've got to use your brain. It's not just a question of putting together two kitchen carcasses, for
Correct,
example.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I mean, we do kitchens, but this is a nice change. It's nice to sort of bend the rules a little bit. There are sort of no rules to follow, something off the cuff. Use your imagination and we'll build it. That's kind of, yeah, it's a lot more exciting, it's different.
So did this start out as a sort of simple line drawing on a piece of paper?
To be honest, I just came round with a pencil and a pad, and then we just threw some ideas in the air with the customer. The sort of what could be done, what couldn't be done, because obviously we got head height as well, because if you see, the ceiling now slopes to one side. So, you know, there was talks about putting storage units up there, but, you know, to climb up onto a bed and it potentially could be banging his head. So, yeah, it's all throwing ideas around, saying what can happen, what can't happen, and ifs and buts thrown in there. So just work with what we can, really.
So basically, where do you start on something like this?
So as it's all pen and paper, it's all ideas thrown down, and then it is just imagination, and then it is what's doable, what isn't. So, you know, where pipes are laying, where there's electric. So it's like, so this one, it's had to have the electrics moved around the other side of the bedroom for this to work, because what we don't want is, we want it to be a seamless entertainment zone. We don't want to see cables running out of it. So some of the electrics have been moved underneath, so you won't see no cables and plugs and anything like that. It'll all look all flush and sleek looking. So stuff like that we've had to get around, but, you know, the customer sorted that out. It's not a problem. And then just work with what we've got.
Is this typical of the sort of thing that you like to do?
It is, yes. I enjoy this mostly. As I say, it's thinking outside the box a little bit, or someone's had a dream or a thought and I can make it real. Yeah, it's definitely more enjoyable than most stuff. Kitchens are great. People love the wow factor of a kitchen.
Of course.
But it's just the kitchen, it's carcasses, it's everything else. You know, it's great to do, and it's nice to see that that pleased factor on a customer's face. But when you're doing something completely different and it's come to life off a pencil sketch, it's much more enjoyable, definitely.
You call it bespoke, don't you?
Bespoke, yeah, absolutely, yeah, completely bespoke. So there won't be another one like this, basically.
Now, when you mention the word bespoke, mm-hmm. you immediately start thinking pound signs, don't you?
Yes, you do, but it's not always the case. You know, you've got to appreciate that, yes, it can be expensive, but it's what materials you use, really, to be honest. So if they wanted this all made out of oak, then, yeah, we're talking pound signs, but this isn't, you know, that crazy.
What is this wood that you're using here?
So this is stud work, so this is CLS, and then that's obviously just to take, because what I want to do is, because obviously it's such a small room, and I'm guessing he's going to be here for quite a while, I want to make it strong so he can grow up and it can bear the weight for him. So as he grows up, this should last a few years.
Perhaps it'll last a bit too long, because if I remember being that sort of age, I wanted change.
Correct. This is why Never Rocks No More, we've gone with painting. So there's a lot of beds out there which are having a vinyl wrap, a sticker, a theme, Minions or a Marvel character. So we're just going with painted, just a painted finish. So it's going to have 18mm MDF wrap around it, and they will just paint it. So as he changes, you know, themes or whatever, or his colour schemes, they can just paint that on top, so it won't be a problem.
Are we talking huge amounts of money for this particular room?
No, not at all. Not at all. We are under £1,000 easy.
That seems a lot of money to me, but not really.
It isn't, I mean, we're well under. We're well under it by a few hundred quid.
Now, by doing all the work yourself, you get involved with other tradespeople who come and do walls and things like that, and no doubt you're often asked to, you know, can you do a bit of that while
you're here?
Correct,
yeah. I've had the same one here, so working away. So obviously we're in November right now, so the clients, they want to be in here by Christmas, all done and dusted. So I was working here yesterday late afternoon, and they said to me, can you carry on and do the skirting around here, dado rails, more boxing in the bathroom. I've said maybe. I'm busy, so you know, if I get a day free, then absolutely I will help them where I can. But at the moment, I've had to, so this has taken up this week or part of this week, because I've got another job starting on Friday, and then so on and so on and so on. I'm now taking bookings into January. So
are you really?
Yes, absolutely. So
you're pretty busy then?
I am busy, yeah. It's come a bit of a shock, really. I thought in the summer we were busy. And then because this is my first year going down the fully self-employed route, and I was pre-warned that come winter time, close as we get, it's going to die down. Christmas is coming, you know, you've got to expect it. Christmas, people like spend overindulge in food and drink, as we all do, and prezzies. But it hasn't. It's gone the complete opposite. Work's just gone mad, gone absolutely mad. So as I say, that's when I'm taking bookings into January. You know, if we can fit someone in and help them out, then absolutely we will. But at the moment,
how did they find you in the first place?
So Facebook is where my page is. So apparently, they must have put a post up on Facebook somewhere, and then a friend of theirs knew my page, and they tagged me in it, or tagged my work page. They've seen it, they looked at the work that I've produced, and that's what got them in touch with me.
And what's your Facebook page called?
Hyde's Carpentry.
Hydes Carpentry.
That's the one. Yeah, so it's very random stuff on there. As I say, you will see kitchens on there, but, you know, I've made radiator covers that have had drawers in there, and an oak work, like an oak finished top. I've done giant shoeboxes.
Shoeboxes.
So a shoebox, as a shoebox is, but a big one, really big one, that will take like 30 shoes.
Why?
For a person that collects a lot of shoes. But, you know, it won't just be a plain box, it will have a design. So I did one, and it was a Nike box. So my brother-in-law, who it was for, he's got massive collection of Nike shoes. So it was a Nike shoebox, and now all his Nikes are all now displayed in this box.
So no 2 days are the same.
Not at all. Not at all. There's always something different.
And that's interesting, I guess.
Very interesting. Very interesting. I like it. I like it a lot.
And what sort of work are you looking out for?
Something that's different. I mean, it's nice. I do get a lot of work, your normal stuff, as I say, kitchens as well, you know, and skirting and doors. But it's nice to throw something at me a bit more different, you know, like this entertainment bed, you know, or a bit of custom furniture that's a bit different, you know. Anything really. I have had a secret doorway being asked to build, but I just couldn't fit it in my time schedule. I couldn't match with what they wanted. So yeah, I get all sorts asked.
Well, Nathan, thank you very much indeed for your time.
No
Good
problem.
Luck for the future.
Thank you very much.